Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jessica Huddle and I'm your host. Today, we're just going to be talking about being stuck in the past and being in our pain and really kind of walking through this process with God and learning to let go. But really, I'm just sorry. I'm sorry for the times that you felt like you had to choose between God or the pain that you experienced. And I'm sorry for all the times you felt like you had to get yourself together to go to God with your pain. I think when we start to feel this way, it's easy for us to get stuck in our past because we're trying to control our pain. We're trying to keep it at bay. We're trying to pretend that it doesn't exist. And I just want to remind you that you're not the only one that feels this way. One day I received a message in my inbox from a woman inside of my Facebook support group, which is free, by the way. You can request to join at the link in the show notes or wherever you're watching this. But it was her desperate plea. And this is what she said to me. I'm ready to change and I'm ready to heal and be a better person. I'm tired of being in pain and stuck in the past. See, I felt her pain as I read through her messages to me because I know the pain well. As we talked about what she was going through and we talked about her joining my mentorship program, she shared how she just kind of wanted God to take it all away. Because sometimes when the pain hits, it feels like we can barely stay afloat or that we're able to see anything beyond what we're experiencing. We relate back to the pain. We want to bring it up in conversations, but most of the time we just want to be over and done with it. I then proceeded to have a conversation with my friend over some Chick-fil-A French fries. And we were talking about her pain and suffering. And I posed this question, what if we welcomed pain instead of pretending it won't come for us again? It was just a question that I was thinking about. And I know the conversations because I have them with the women inside of my spiritual growth mentorship program and in real life. And there's this conversation that goes something like this. I don't know how much more I can take. And why does this keep happening to me? Have you ever said this to yourself? It's a result of things happening based on a fallen world and broken people. It exists because we're not processing through the pain that comes, which then becomes compounded over time. And believing God isn't good because pain exists. But I wonder if one day we knew that pain would come for us again, that we wouldn't be so blindsided, that we could say, here it is again, Lord, help me through it like you always have. Because walking with God didn't mean we denied our reality, but that we had full permission to bring our feelings to the table before him. You know, it's not that we anticipate the other shoe to drop, but it's that we recognize this beautiful thing called life and doing life with people is going to cause us pain because the depth that we love is a depth that we are going to experience pain. They go hand in hand with one another. So how do we keep our love on for people when pain is involved? And how do we stop getting ourselves stuck in the past and begin to let go and heal with God? The first step is forgiveness. I am sure that you probably didn't want to hear that answer. Forgiveness plays such a role in the reality that we continue to play in our minds. When we don't start walking through the process of forgiveness,
We easily harbor anger, bitterness, resentment, and those are the stories that continue to play. So forgiveness, though, it's not an emotion. There are things that can happen to all of us in this life that are deeply going to hurt us. The emotions and feelings that arise in those times will take time to heal. It's a process. But forgiveness, however, it's an act of love and mercy that God has called us to. And it's the thing that the Holy Spirit anoints us to do. Knowing that forgiveness isn't something that we have to do when we're ready, but it's something that we get to do to keep us moving forward so that we don't get stuck. Forgiveness makes a way for healing to come because it opens our heart to the Father. It's us abiding and being obedient, but really I want us to think about abiding and surrendering, right? Because I've talked about forgiveness many times, but forgiveness isn't about reconciliation and it's not about trust. It's about handing over a debt. We don't want to confuse forgiveness for feeling good about what happened because feelings can take time to heal. Another thing is that forgiveness is not forgetting. We forget, we leave behind our pain to keep it in its proper place. So to answer this question sometimes that we ask ourselves is, well, am I just supposed to forgive and forget? Well, when we look at Paul shares in Philippians 3, 13 through 14, that he forgets the past and the things behind him, but he reaches for the things set before him. Paul doesn't forget that he stirred up a mob that killed Stephen. He keeps his past in his past. Paul does not get stuck in his past. It's not that he forgot all the vile and evil things that he did to Christians that or to believers or followers of Jesus, disciples. He didn't forget those things, but he does not live through those things. That is his past. He does not respond nor react out of that. So when we're talking about forgetting, it's receiving forgiveness and not allowing your past to dictate your present or run your future. Forgiveness is not trusting. It's not ignoring an offense. It's a release of a debt. We are releasing someone of the debt that they owed us, that we felt like they owed us. So releasing someone of their debt says, I am going to give you what you don't deserve. You don't owe me anything. This has so much to do with getting stuck in our pain and stuck in our past is we don't let it go. So we hold on to this debt. If we're looking at it and thinking of it as a bank account, we hold on to this debt. And guess what? After a while, this debt, it's negative in our bank account and negative in our life. And so we have nothing positive to give. We don't have anything overflowing because everything we have is a debt that we think that people owe to us. And that's why so often we get stuck in the past because we keep playing the same movie and the same reality over and over in our heads. And we want a different response and we want a different reality. And this is why I go more in depth inside of my spiritual growth mentorship. And this is something that I highly recommend you join us in. Don't delay your healing anymore. Don't get stuck in your past. Stop living in your past and surround yourself with a faithful community. That's what we're there to do. And most importantly, I get to work with you on basically a one-on-one level, even though it's one to about a small group of women, less than 10. But I want you to know that this mentorship is really for you if you have racing, anxious thoughts, if you feel like you don't know how to read or study your Bible, or you feel like you have to earn God's love, or that you don't know if God truly loves you, or you have to get yourself together. Especially since this mentorship follows such specific flow, I guess you could say. There's 6 weeks in total, but each week we discuss and address a different topic and they build on top of each other. We talk about forgiveness, boundaries, love, trust. We talk about offense, but we also talk about identity in the law and what it looks like to live through Jesus and really going deep into that as well. But when we're wanting to overcome being stuck in the past, it's a challenging process. But with God's help, we can find peace and move forward. But we have to acknowledge those past hurts, because it's just like, if the body cannot recognize pain, it cannot send the proper fighting mechanisms, let's just say, in our bodies to that point. So if we don't recognize the pain that we're experiencing and we keep shoving it off, or we keep playing the same story, our bodies don't signal that healing needs to take place. And so we want to recognize it, and we want to honor where we've come from, but we want to start releasing people of their debt. Forgiveness is really one of the first steps to process through our pain. We need Jesus and what he has done for us to remind us of the ability we have to forgive others. Jesus paid our debt that was owed, and there was no way for us to repay God for our debt. God so loved us that he sent Jesus, and in that, he forgave us of our debt. He literally took our place. So forgiving others starts with receiving forgiveness from Jesus. If you don't want to be stuck in your past, one of the first things that you have to start processing and looking through the lens of forgiveness, not through the lens of some worldly view, or, but what does scripture say about forgiveness? Not through a relationship of abuse and that you have to continue to put yourself in harm. No, no, that is not forgiveness. I think Jesus reminded his disciples and that God provided his word, which was Jesus, but the written word, and especially in the New Testament, so much about forgiveness, because he knew the pain and what we would carry in not receiving that forgiveness and not forgiving others. The discord, the strife, the envy, the evil works that would come with it, and how it would destroy our physical bodies, not just our relationships. I'd love for you to join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. Also, you can join us inside the Facebook support group. I'd love to connect with you there. If you have any questions at all, that is where a safe place for you to ask them. You can also find me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, but most importantly, let's just do this together. Join the mentorship. You have lifetime access to it. Nothing goes away. You always get to return back to it. And I'm always there to walk alongside with you through it all. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt. Yet, I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day. Not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain,
and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.